And we're back. That was, of course, King Crimson with The Court of the Crimson King. I am Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, and I am joined by Gage. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Max?
I'm doing well, thank you. Would you like to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your band, and then we'll go from there?
Sure. My name is Gage. I'm from the band Solipsis. I'm the lead singer slash guitar player. We just released a new EP a couple months ago and working on an album right now. It's going to come out around December, I think. Yeah. We've been around for a few years. There's not much else to say. We're kind of play like classic rock grunge type music. That's pretty much it.
I'm embarrassed. I was just... good. You answered my question about how long you guys have been playing.
Yeah.
Next question, starting at the really, really basic questions. First, and I totally should have looked this up before the interview, mm-hmm. but what does Solipsis mean? And second, what does it mean to you?
Okay, so the definition is like the idea that you can't possibly know if you're the only thing that exists in the universe or not. I guess it's kind of like a narcissistic idea in a way. I just thought the name was cool. That was pretty much why I picked it, and I didn't really know what it meant at first, and then I looked it up and found that out. And there's actually another band named Solipsis from Boston that has been inactive since like 2019, I think.
Picking up the mantle.
Yeah, they did death metal or something. And I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. So if they're out there, I'm sorry I stole your name.
That's all right. Yeah. You know, they stopped thinking and they no longer are.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And that's right. Funny actually, because right out this window, I can see the building where I took Knowing and Being, a philosophy course where we talked about by Descartes, the I Think Therefore I Am, all that stuff, which is that exact idea. It all came flooding back to me, but yeah, like right up there, right on top of the hill right there. Shout out to whoever that professor was. It was a fun class. But enough about me yapping. Do you want to start us off with one of your songs?
Yeah, I'll play this song here. It's called A Delay. We released it as a single because we had to delay our latest EP. And that's why it exists. All right. I have a plan. I need more time. The deadline is here and the delay is near. Oh no. Submit something to prevent a postpone. I teach myself. I have a sign. A final test. Answer the questions best. Number two pencil sitting on my desk. Studying truth and lies of the facts. I'll try telling you multiple choice candidates. Now we exchange written words. Let me show you all the answers. Hand hidden note to my friend. Don't get caught cheating again. flubbed the ending a little bit there, but
hey, that's all right. That just means everyone knows for sure that it is very truly live. Yes. Yes. Nice. Well, considering, so did you guys come up with that because it was delayed?
Yeah, I came up with it. I was like, I don't want to just release nothing after I've been promoting this for like a few weeks. So it's going to come out on this date. So I was like, I'm just going to whip this up real quick and put it out.
Well, for a song that you whipped up real quick, I'd say it came out pretty well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. All right. And so the band's been together for a couple years. How did you describe your genre again?
It's like somewhere in between classic rock and grunge. It's like my two main influences are definitely like the Beatles and Nirvana, which are like really basic influences, definitely, but
they're big names.
They're,
there's a reason.
And I just like really simple, catchy songs.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do.
Very nice. And I think I can hear that in some of the tracks.
A little bit.
And there are definitely some other bands thrown in there too. Like the we were talking about it off the air, but their track No More Cowbell.
Yes.
Definitely I heard it and I was like, oh yeah, I was getting immediate Black Sabbath vibes.
Yeah, definitely like 70s prog rock kind of thing going on there.
Yeah, we love to hear it. Are there any like are there any albums or bands that you've been listening to recently that are just so far out there that you kind of want to just mention? I mean, the Court of the Crimson King, I will give you credit. That was your request.
I definitely like King Crimson. I've been listening to them a lot lately. In the Court of the Crimson King, that's probably my favorite. And 21st Century Schizoid Man.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've been listening a lot to the Meat Puppets.
I don't know them.
They were like an 80s band. They were kind of like a precursor to grunge. They played on MTV Unplugged with Nirvana. You know, like Lake of Fire and Omi and Plateau. You know those songs? No?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'm never a big Nirvana fan.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I mean, I like their sound, just never deep dive.
Yeah, no,
I get it. Or even kind of shallow dive.
But, yeah, they were kind of big in, like, the Seattle grunge scene. Mm-hmm. And I like their second album, which is called Two.
Mm.
Meat Puppets Two.
Cool.
They're really good.
I'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
How was your day?
It was good.
Good.
It was good. I woke up late, like I usually do, like, 2-3 in the afternoon.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, nice lazy summer. I haven't had one of those in years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it.
Until I get a job.
Yeah. Oh, you know, enjoy that too, but enjoy the time before then as well.
Definitely.
What was your first Boston DIY show? And if it was at by Boston, I mean like general, I don't know, New England. What was your first New England?
You mean like that we played? Or like that
first one
I went
that you attended,
to?
Or most memorable one, and if it's a venue that's still around, don't use names. Just you can refer to them.
If they're not still around,
if they're
can
not
I use
still,
their
oh
name?
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Well, there was this venue in Holyoke. It's not really the Boston area, but it's called Apeland, and it was run by this guy. Should I say his name?
I'll let you use your discretion.
It's his name was Adam Ape. And he had a band called Anti-People Entertainment, so APE, like a acronym for APE, I guess. I think that's an acronym.
Yep.
But he just had this DIY venue, and he would have these bands come from all over the country, just go there to like this old industrial building in Holyoke, and it was really fun. And that's where we actually played our first show. But they got shut down because I don't think it was like totally legit, you know.
That is the way of
DIY
way
of
venues.
DIY, yeah.
They last as long as they can. All right. So back to your EP. Came out in June. And yeah, are you, do you have anything? Well, that just came out, but do you have anything coming up? Do you have any gigs or other
plans? No, we definitely don't have any gigs because, well, right now, Solipsis is really just a solo act, temporarily. I'm just looking for new bandmates at this moment before I really can schedule anything. So I can't really play any gigs right now, but I am working on recording an album by myself, and that'll come out in December, I think.
Nice.
I'm like halfway through that right now.
And where can people follow along if they want to keep up?
You can find us at Solipsis the Band on Instagram, and that's the same on YouTube as well. And I think if you just look up Solipsis on Apple Music or Spotify, you should find us too. And yeah, that's pretty much it. We used to have a SoundCloud, don't have SoundCloud anymore. Yeah, that's just the basic stuff.
So it goes.
Yeah.
Why'd you start playing music?
Well, I think all my friends from school started playing guitar, and I kind of wanted to do it too. And so I actually had an uncle who was an I was going to call him an instrument, but a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And
the human instrument.
Yeah. He kind of got me into it a little bit too. His name's Patrick. He gave me the drum set that I still use to record and that our drummers have used. And yeah.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I don't know if I dreamt this or invented this memory, but I'm pretty sure that one time I had a guest on and I was like, oh, so why'd you start playing guitar? It's like, oh, you know, to pick up women. And I was like, you know, that's a
that's
lot of guitarists.
Answer,
yeah, that is the classic, you know? Answer. But it's good that you did it because your friends were doing it.
Yeah.
And they weren't jumping off bridges or anything crazy
yeah,
like that.
And I don't think that really works either.
I don't think it does.
Like, maybe sometimes, but yeah. I don't know.
And maybe not the kind of people who you would want to meet anyway.
Maybe not.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Big shout out to people who like music and go to DIY shows. But
oh, yeah.
If you're just going after guitarists because they play guitar, I don't know. Who would your dream musical collaboration be with?
Oh, man. Like alive or dead?
Yep. Anyone.
I don't know. Any of the Beatles.
Mm.
Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to, like, hang out with Beethoven or something, I guess, you know? Just,
yeah.
See how he did things.
Definitely.
You know?
That'd be a cool brain to pick.
You know what movie I love is The Shining?
Yeah.
And it has one of my favorite songs, Midnight, The Stars and You.
Hmm.
I'd like to meet that guy, because I don't know anything about him.
Is it
that's
just
one of
like
my favorite songs.
Soundtrack, or is
it's
it like a real...
It plays throughout the movie, and it's like an old 1920s ballad.
Yes,
and,
it's the one that plays like if you're thinking about...
the ballroom like, scene.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Also at the end of the movie when it zooms in on the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's just a really... That's probably the most obscure one I can think of.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Good choice. All right, would you like to play another song
for
us?
Sure.
Oh, also, before you do, were those actually typed out with a typewriter?
Yes.
Very
yes, they
cool.
Because I like using tape and, like, you know, tape to record. And
yeah, keeping it analog.
Analog stuff. I'm definitely an analog geek.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
When we're off the air, I'll let you go through the record collection,
all right,
too.
Awesome.
We've got... Oh, right, I remember you. When you mentioned the Beatles and Kurt Cobain... Well, Frank Zappa, I'm going to quiz you. Mm. Frank Zappa said that this group, which is local, New England, better than the Beatles, and Kurt Cobain said that they were his favorite band.
Aerosmith?
No.
No?
No.
Local, like local to this area that we're in right
now?
They
recorded their first album in Somerville, I believe. First and only.
Man. Only? They had one album?
One album.
Wow.
Have you heard of the Shags?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't know they were from here. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Their first album, I believe, was recorded in... I don't think they're from, like, Boston, but they are definitely... Let's see. They're from New Hampshire. So not here, but local. And... Yeah, I think that it was in Somerville that they recorded it, but...
That's the one where it's like their dad just... It was like three women and their dad just threw them in a studio without knowing how to play instruments and was like, we're going to make an album.
Yeah, because of like a dream that he had. Yeah. He took him out of school and he was like, all right, just, yeah, you guys are going to get famous doing this.
Kind of worked.
Yeah.
In its own way.
Yeah, Frank Zappa said that their album was his third favorite of all time. And he was famously quoted saying that the band was better than the Beatles. And yeah, Kurt Cobain put it in his top 10, excuse me, not his favorite. But yeah, they're crazy. If you don't know them, I would recommend checking out. Their big one is Philosophy of the World. The second one's My Pal Foot Foot, and that's a very fun one about a cat. But anyway, you're up. Let's hear what you've got for us.
Okay, this song's called "I'll Find You," and I'm probably most nervous about screwing this one up, but we'll see. She tried to tame the impatience, traditional miscalculation on her. Ooh, is it right to ruin our run? I hope you're having fun on me. I'll find you. I'll find you. Keep your interpretation on ice. Lose the temper, temptation, and melt. Ooh, is it right to fold the bluff? My hand won't be enough on yours. I'll find you. I'll find you. Agenda. Concerns are never an ender on me. Ooh, no more time to be absurd. I hope you're getting bored on her. I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you, I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you.
I'll find you. Is that one out?
Yeah, that's on the EP. Doesn't that one make you kind of uncomfortable?
Like, yeah.
The lyrics, yeah. Yeah. That was the idea. what's going on there? Like, yeah, I don't know.
Where was the inspiration for that song?
I guess it's just supposed to be about like a creepy stalker guy or something. Like, I'm not like that. I'm just putting that out there for the record, but that's just kind of what it's about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Adds up. Yeah. There's there's some other song with a similar, I don't know. There's a track called Linda Wants to Be Alone That one's definitely about a weird stalker.
That sounds bad, yeah. I don't know what that is, but...
I think I started a playlist because of it called Weird, and then a word that I can't say on air.
Right.
But, yeah. Alongside Anal Injury by Lubricated Goat.
That's a great band name.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Maybe I took it off this playlist. But yeah, that's a by Gary Wilson. Linda Wants to Be Alone. Very, very freaky song. Very creepy.
Move.
But yeah, fun, you know?
Yeah, it's, right. Fun, creepy.
Yeah. It's when those songs come out and they sound earnest that you need to get worried. But, so if you could make the soundtrack for any movie, existing or future, what would you choose?
Man, tough question. I would probably pick one of the Quentin Tarantino movies. Those always have awesome soundtracks, I feel like. I really like crime dramas, so like Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Favorite movie? The Shining is one of them. Then I would say probably Reservoir Dogs and Goodfellas.
Nice. Good choices.
Yep.
Those last two are ones that are on my list. Much like my lack of having listened to Nirvana. There are movies I need to watch, too. I've seen quite a few, but...
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
I haven't.
Oh. Have you seen any Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yes. Although, if you ask me which one, is Kill Bill. I've seen those. And I'm pretty sure I saw like one other, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Inglourious Basterds is another great one.
Yeah. Also on the list. I need to do my Quentin Tarantino deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
apparently he's only making one more movie, which is kind of sad, but
I thought he said that before the last one too.
Yeah. But. He's changed his mind on it a bunch of times, I think. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's like all the bands who are having their last tours several years in a row.
I really didn't think this last Black Sabbath concert was going to be the last one, because, you know, they always say that, but yeah, no, yeah. Then he died.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yeah, R.I.P. Ozzy.
I know.
But, felt like he'd wrapped up.
He'd done everything he was going to do, for sure.
Yeah, and he was in rough shape, so couldn't have been easy.
Yeah.
But I've been getting so much Ozzy Osbourne short form content since then.
I know. Yeah. It's kind of a little bit annoying, honestly.
Yeah. I think I have more of an appreciation for him now than I did before he passed away.
That always happens when somebody dies, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they die and then all their deep secrets come out and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa, what happened to this guy?
Yeah, like, oh man, all these years. So when you have a band and you're at practice with them and you guys aren't practicing, what are you guys up to?
Ooh. Well, smoking herbs is a big part of that.
Oh, definitely.
Playing video games.
Nice. Are any of your songs inspired by video games?
Yeah.
Or, yeah?
Yeah, actually, yes.
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have a song called 47, which is inspired by the Hitman games. I don't know if you know
those. Nice, yeah.
But, I think that's the only one. There might be another one, but, yeah, it's funny you say that, because there's definitely that one.
Yeah. And, well, that free rock song that I played earlier, which one was it? That was that, the Pipe Dream is, they have the underground theme from, Mario.
Oh, yeah.
In the track.
Like the...
No.
Yes.
Yeah. And Pipe Dream, you know, where the,
I am a huge retro game nerd, definitely. I have, like, every console.
Nice.
It's, yeah.
Nice. Do you have what was your first slash do you have a favorite?
My first was the Wii. I think that's probably a common first for people my age. And then I got the PS3, and that's my favorite, definitely. Because that's what I played the most stuff on. And they just don't make games like that anymore that often, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first console was a hand-me-down PS1.
Mm.
So not to, like, that was already old by then. Not, like, really, really old.
It's still cool, though.
Very cool.
Still a ton of great games.
Yeah, they don't make games like that anymore.
Definitely not.
I was very excited by the Spyro re-release.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I didn't play that one. I played the old one, though.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Legacy of Kain, Soul Reaver. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. It's on PS1.
I think I've heard of it, yeah.
It's really good.
I've been playing all the old, not really old, but the old Game Boy and DS Zelda games.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been fun.
I just beat Link to the Past on Super Nintendo like a month ago.
I think that's the next one in my queue.
It's, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much better doing it on the original console.
I know.
But also, the fact that iPhone has emulators for all those now.
Yeah, that is pretty dope. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can hook up I can hook up my Xbox controller to my phone to play. It's, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty, whoa, technology. It's crazy. If you could make the soundtrack for any video game, what video game would you like to make the soundtrack for?
It's funny you say that, because we might actually, by we, I mean me and my bass player, we might be, like, starting to develop a game.
Oh, that's fun.
It was really his idea. He really wants to start doing it. And that's part of the reason he's not in the band anymore. But I think I'm going to be helping him with that. And we're going to make, like, a 2D RPG, something like that, like Undertale or Earthbound. Or, like, just the Zelda games, something like that. So,
cool.
I'll probably be, like, in charge of making the soundtrack for that.
Very nice.
But, yeah, an existing video game, I would probably say, Red Dead Redemption or something. You know, like, a Western soundtrack or something like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Western with grunge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it wouldn't fit very well, actually.
I think you could... I feel like Red Dead had some pretty grungy moments. I feel like you could, yeah.
They had some rock in there.
Yeah.
They played some rock.
And speaking of Spyro, one of my favorite vintage games, the soundtrack for it was made by Stuart Copeland, the drummer from The Police.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I like The Police. Police are good.
Yeah, yeah. And with that, would you like to play us another song of yours?
Yes.
Cool.
I will be playing the aforementioned No More Cowbell on acoustic guitar. Not meant for acoustic guitar whatsoever, but we're going to try it. Cow eats grass. I look at them and I say yes. Grass, the only thing a cow has got. A cow that don't eat grass, a cow it's not. Observing them stand in a field. Oreo cookie, future burger meal. Shot it with a gun, it frickin' died. Cops arrived in record response time. Officer, please, I'm such a silly fella. Cow manure stinks and you're the smella. It was self-defense, I swear it's true. But then the cow conversed a final moo. Hey, why did you kill me? I was always happy, so content grazing grass in the prairie. Now I'm destined to die, and the farmers will cry, losing passive production of dairy. Policeman tells me that I'm under arrest. I look at him and I object.
object. He said, "Sonny boy, I'm warning you. You're very white, but I'll still shoot you too." I didn't listen, the lawman did blast. My body fell and everything turned black. Shot a cow and got sent to hell. Thought it better than going to jail. Till I suddenly heard a sound, the distant ringing of an old cowbell. No more cowbell, please. No more cowbell, no more cowbell. Please, no more cowbell.
Very nice. Mm. I think it worked well on acoustic.
It worked better than I thought it would.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all the hard songs out of the way, so now that that lifts something off me.
Good, good. Yeah, now you can cruise.
Yeah.
And, oh, there's a note here. Where is the fruits and nuts PSA? Oh, no, it disappeared. Did they write this on another PSA? No. Huh. It's a printout from Wikipedia about epistemology.
I don't even know what that is.
It is, according to Wikipedia, the branch of philosophy that examines the nature, origin, and limits of knowledge. Oh. It's a theory of knowledge. We go right up there with solipsis.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Kind of does a little bit.
And speaking of PSAs, would you like to read the selected PSA?
Sure. All right. Poison Ivy, PSA. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that with just a brief touch causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face or even more sensitive areas.
A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Excellently done. Beautiful choice of other voices.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you know, you might even want to do the voice acting for that 2D RPG as well.
Maybe. I don't know if there'll be a voice acting.
No, yeah.
It might just be text.
That's fair.
But we'll see. Honestly, I don't even know how far we'll get into that.
as those projects often go.
Yeah.
But It's a cool thing to have a project to work on like that. Are there any instruments or pieces of equipment in your collection that have changed your approach to music?
I would say probably when I started learning how to do like piano, I guess that changed how I saw it. Cause you know, like everything is on a piano, whereas, you know, guitar only has not as much. I can't really explain it. I'm not like a theory student, but, yeah, when I started playing piano, it definitely changed the way I looked at music for sure.
Yeah.
And my keytar. I have the old Yamaha keytar from the 80s.
Classic.
That's a good one. We've played that one live a couple of times.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like on piano, I mean, it's all laid out in a very repetitive pattern, whereas guitar, like, it's got a lot. A couple fewer octaves, but it's not laid out. I can't play either, but from what I've seen,
there's always time to learn.
That's right. And speaking of learning, if you could wake up tomorrow without having had to learn an instrument and just magically know how to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Again, I would say piano, because I'm not very good at it.
Like, that's fair.
I'm decent at guitar, I feel like, and bass and drums. I can't really do piano that well. So I would love to be like awesome on the piano. That would be so cool. But I'm not.
Do you have any favorite keys players?
I guess John Paul Jones is probably one of the better ones. All of the Beatles are really good on keyboard and piano. Trying to think. Who else is there? There's like a lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
Yeah. Lots of pianos.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Rick Wakeman. Yeah. There's a good one.
Rick Wakeman. I don't know that.
Keyboard player for Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that one song by them.
Oh, no.
The meme song.
It's not Owner of a Lonely Heart. It's Roundabout?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that one too, yes, actually. Yeah, so I know two. Yeah.
I'm sure you know more than that.
And I
too,
probably do, but yeah. But yeah. I can't remember.
Well, when you get tired of King Crimson.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one for you. If your music was a color, what color would it be?
I think either green or blue. That's just kind of what speaks to me.
Maybe, for sure.
Maybe purple. Green is my favorite color, so I would go with green.
Good choice. Have you had any dreams about music or playing music? Are there any particularly strange ones?
Yeah, I've had dreams where I'm like on a plane, or not a plane, like a spaceship, and I'm like, it's like Solipsis first ever band to play in space. It's like, I had that dream once like a year ago, and I was sad when I woke up, and it was weird. Cool. There was like, for some reason, like Elon Musk was there. Like, I don't know. There was all these billionaires. It was a really weird one, but, it was like a Death Star type spaceship that we were in. It was so strange.
Whoa.
But, yeah, that's probably the weirdest one I've had for music, for sure. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And I do have another question, which is, aliens just landed. What's the song that you're going to play for them to represent humanity? And it's funny that your dream was also in space. Do you remember what song you were playing in space?
I don't think it was like a cohesive thing.
Yeah.
It'd
be kind of crazy if it was dream.
You know how you hear like music in your dreams and it's like, it's not really like music. It's like sort of how like you try to punch someone in your dreams and it's like, you know, slow motion. You can't hit them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if my dreams have sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes mine do. And it's like you can kind of hear voices and music sometimes, but yeah, I know what you mean. But I'm sorry, what was your question? I would probably play like, what's that song from that movie where it's like they're like a bunch of monsters and what's that movie called? It's an animated movie from like the late 2000s and one of the guys is like a blue slime guy and the aliens come down and I think like Will Ferrell is one of the aliens or something. They play that Crazy Frog song, Axel F, for them on the synthesizer. Like the president plays it for them. So I think I would do that in inspired by that movie whose name I cannot think of for the life of me.
Was that Megamind?
No. But you're thinking in like the same ballpark, yeah.
I think that was not one. I think I know the movie you're talking about, and I don't think that it's one that I watched. Was it Monsters versus Aliens?
That might be it.
Yeah. That guy.
Yes, that was okay. It. That was definitely it.
Thank you, search engines. that was, all you. but it looks familiar. It's fun. Would you like to play another song for us?
Sure.
Cool.
This song is called Everyone Is Coming After You. Whether you will take it, they will want to make it. Everyone is coming after you. Even if they see me, they could seize me easy. Everyone is coming after you. Nobody has anything to talk about anymore. People find you pleasing, they will want your sleazing. Everyone is coming after you. They will all soon notice, they will lose their focus. Everyone is coming after you. Nobody has anything to talk about anymore. Nobody has anything to talk about anymore.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Luckily, we still have a couple things to talk about.
All right.
You mentioned your love of vintage games. Is there anything else that you collect?
Not so much anymore, but when I was a little kid, like Legos. I was super into Legos, and I used to make Lego stop motion movies on YouTube.
Cool.
The YouTube channel is still up if you want to see some really cringy Lego stop motion videos. Look up Gage Bard Productions on YouTube and you'll see some pretty cool stuff there. And I actually made another one that's a lot better than the older ones I made like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I put it on the band's YouTube channel. And it's like a 13-minute kind of like short film parody of the Lego movie, kind of.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Cool. And so videos, is that another creative outlet of yours?
Yeah, I definitely like to make music videos and stuff like that. That's nice. One of my favorite parts about making music is making music videos.
And it's been about half an hour since the last time that we had you plug your socials. So mm-hmm. Where can people find you and that new Lego stop motion video?
You can find me at Solipsis the Band on Instagram and YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can also find me directly at Gage Bard, all one word, on Instagram. And if you look up Solipsis on Apple Music or Spotify, you can find us there. Our new EP is called Solipsis Presents. And that stop motion video is also on our YouTube channel called Solipsis the Band.
Very nice. Would you like to play another song for
yes.
us?
Yes.
Cool.
All right, this is the last song I have prepared here.
Perfect.
It's called Help Me Out.
The sunshine and the butterflies fill up the big bright blue skies. Beauty is before my eyes. A joyous occasion to be alive. Help me out when you find yourself trying to find the time. But there isn't a clock, and you step on a rock. To go now, you have got to go too. Important things are happening, that's why we push on through. Song is taking a darker turn now. Ooh, spooky and very scary. The song is taking a darker turn now. Very scary. If you look up at the sky, darkness will consume your eyes. No more sunshine or butterflies. That's because it is nighttime. Help me out when you find yourself trying to find the time. But there isn't a clock, and you step on. on a rock. Help me out. Help me out. Help me out.
Very nice. I like a nice song that's self-aware.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah. Meta.
Definitely meta. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do a lot of satire at Solipsis.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. So you don't have any gigs coming up yourself, but do you have any shows that you're going to that you're looking forward to?
This Sunday, I'm going to the Royale to see Were.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, no. Sorry, Wisp.
Okay.
I saw Were there like a month ago. But yeah, I'm going there this Sunday to see Wisp.
Nice. Not to be confused.
Not to be confused with Were.
Are those both spelled four letters? Like W-H-I-R and...
W-H-I-R-R.
Okay.
And Wisp, you know, W-I-S-P.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, those are bands that my cousin is really into. She she's kind of like dragging me along to it. I've never seen them before, but it's just fun to go there anyway. So
definitely,
you know, I like watching pretty much any band, so doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, and the Royale does good sound.
They do. That's a good venue.
Yeah. Another band that I luckily or yeah, very glad that I got to see them at the Royale, but that your music, something in. Probably No More Cowbell reminded me of, do you like King Gizzard?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? Mm-hmm. I've definitely heard of them.
Oh, you should.
I've not actually checked them out, though, really. But yeah. I've totally heard of them, yeah. That's a cool name.
Yeah, it is a great name. Yeah. And yeah, they, I think you'd like their sound. They're a fun band, yeah.
I probably know like their most popular song, but I couldn't name it if I wanted. Like
Float Along, Fill Your Lungs, or The River, whatever. One of the older ones.
Yeah, they've been how long have they been around for? Like,
I think their first album was like 2012, 2013.
Okay. It's kind of new.
Yeah.
Not really, though, but...
I think their golden era was like 2015 to 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those were some good years.
Yeah.
Maybe not the last two, but like 2015, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Being a 10-year-old.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was, let's see, 2016 was my first year of college, so, yeah.
Yeah, really?
It's funny, actually, a lot of my favorite songs that aren't new are from when my dad was in college.
Hmm. Yeah. My dad didn't go to college.
Well, it just gives you more time to listen to music.
Yeah.
Well, that gives you less time. Potentially.
No, this was way before I was born.
Well, for him to listen to music, I mean.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Jeez. Wait a minute, what is it?
One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
The horse-sized duck.
Really?
Yeah. For sure. 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They would overrun
horses
you.
Horses are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like ducks are pretty soft.
Yeah, anytime it's like a 1 versus 100 question, I feel like it's almost always the one.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like, like how many kindergartners do you think you could take out in like a, elementary school bathroom, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably like 40 or 50.
Damn.
You know, that's what I think.
I mean, I guess they couldn't quite surround you.
Yeah.
You might be able to use your environment to your advantage.
You just get in the stall and then they just rush in. You just kind of drop kick all of them. Anyway.
Get back. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
On that note, let's end on a... are there any other local bands like up and coming or not even up and coming. By local, I mean all of New England. Any bands that you're keeping an eye on or want to shout out?
I think my top three favorites, in no particular order, would be Evelyn Rose. I don't know if you know her.
I definitely know the name.
Yeah. She, her and her boyfriend, who is also in her band, Reed, they just helped me record the EP that I just put out. Because he had like a student project at Hartford University. And he had to record a band from outside the campus to, you know. But, yeah, so Evelyn Rose. And then I would say Dalton Moon is another one of my favorites. I don't know him, but, yeah, I think he's really good. And we were going to play a show with him, but that had to get canceled because our drummer quit, unfortunately. But... yeah, so I would say Evelyn Rose, Dalton Moon, and another band that isn't really around anymore named Vertigo. And I think they actually changed their name to Singe, or maybe it's a different band, but it's all the same members from Vertigo are now Singe, and they're good. They're like a kind of like a hardcore grunge thing going on, but we played with them a couple of times. I really like them.
Very nice.
Yeah, those are my those would be my top three in the area. I should see more bands in the area. I don't get out often.
Shouldn't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Gage, thank you very much. One more time, where can people find you on social media and where can they listen to your music?
You can listen to our music on Spotify, Apple Music. Look up Solipsis Presents. That's our new EP. You can find us on Instagram at Solipsis the Band and YouTube at Solipsis the Band.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for having me, Max. This was very fun.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. It's been my pleasure. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys live when there's a band again.
Something happens.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
And I would like to give a shout out to Not a Dog. They are releasing their debut single on Friday. And it was sent to me to play on air, but I ran out of time. So shout out to Not a Dog. Keep an eye out. That's all one word. And that'll be coming out on Friday. It's some local Boston garage punk. So that, and it's a pretty fun track. Love to get them in at some point to talk about it. So, on that, I'm Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My guest has been Gage from Solipsis. I'll be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m. And my guest will be... the PAs. I'll be talking with Ellis from the PAs about their upcoming album. And now it's time for On the Town with Mikey D. You got Phil hosting 3 hours of local music. Don't go anywhere.